More retirees retiring. We were probably a month or so in, and as the chapter title says, there were more people coming down with the sickness. It wasn't just that it was spreading, but the people that had caught the sickness were coming out more and more. It was really out of desperation and drive from the parasite that made them more aggressive and hangry. Even people that weren't sick were becoming more desperate, as obvious food supplies were going to start running low. The thoughts of leaving our own little garden were there, even if we didn't openly talk about it back then. Looters had started in the main parts of the cities, but as those areas became demolished, they were spreading out further. Between the three of us, we were starting to take watch at night. Shane and I took old sheets and clothes and threw them across the yard and broke some of the wood slats in the blinds to make it look like the house was already ransacked. We had only seen a few individuals walking up the streets. For the most part, I think they were looking for cars to drive away in. One man broke into a house across the street, got whatever he needed, and left. One night, Mike and I climbed the roof while Shane slept, guarding the children. We initially just went up there to get a vantage point of the roads and of other houses, but we caught sight of a male couple scurrying about the cul-de-sac to the left of our house. They opened the front door and moved in. It was maybe 15 minutes before the screaming started. One of the two men came stumbling out of the house, still facing whatever was inside. His feet tangled themselves on one another, causing him to miss the point on the steps and fall backwards. He landed on the concrete but wasn't getting up. His arms lifted in the air and wobbled back and forth, but he just laid there. "I think he broke his neck," I whispered, glancing to Mike, who nodded and raised his rifle. The retiree was out of the doorway and, like a savage dog, took the opportunity of her prey being incapacitated. Her hands grabbed at the man's waving arm and her teeth began to sink in. Note, getting bitten would have to be extremely painful because, well, we're humans and our teeth are dull and no longer meant for ripping like other prey animals, so it takes a lot more to rip apart someone. Mike pulled the trigger, sending the bullet down the barrel of the rifle and into the skull of the woman retiree. The percussion was obviously loud and attention would be coming our way. "I can't fire twice," he said, and began making his way down from the rooftop. "Come on, get inside." I remember how I sat there frozen, just staring at him. He was pretending not to care, but there was a sadness that crept along the outer edge of his eyes. "I'll go check tomorrow. I'd rather use my dill blade to fix things than attract them to us," Mike commented, shouldering the rifle and offering me his hand to help me down the ladder.